Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So Adam Schefter was on Pat McAfee yesterday, and he cleared up, I guess, the controversy about Drake May not being on the Commanders draft board. Here's his quote. The betting odds on Drake May got up, and the truth is the Commanders, the two quarterbacks they had in consideration at two, were Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy. Drake May wasn't going to. He just wasn't going to. End quote.
Man, from Adam Schefter. Man, I hope he proves them wrong.
You don't like these reports?
I hate that.
Why? But it's just, it's a,
I hope that they, he proves them wrong.
Doesn't mean
it
he
is
sucks.
Eye of the beholder. You're right.
I mean, it doesn't mean he sucks.
You're
it just
right.
means for whatever
they
reason.
They didn't like him for whatever reason.
They liked McCarthy more. I don't know.
Yep.
It doesn't mean he sucks. I don't think anybody
It'll
thinks
be
that.
A, we'll have to grade all these quarterbacks after the third year.
Look,
or maybe,
I'm the
maybe
one
sooner.
Dumb enough to kind of think. You can really mock me in a year or so that all these guys are going to have some success. I really feel, I mean, maybe like all these guys. Now, you'll never know with Penix. I mean, who golly knows what's going on there, but I think he's going to be good if he ever gets a chance to play.
I don't know if they're all going to have success. I mean,
yeah, I bet on time. Half.
Yeah. Which one? I know the number is always half. Well, yeah. I'm thinking this is a good class, though, but maybe I'm wrong. But like, who do you, if you had to pick one, or two that you think for sure is going to bust, pick one.
For sure to bust?
Or just not, it's going to be a big disappointment.
I think they could, any of them could.
I'm just asking.
I'll say both.
I mean, maybe Nick's.
I'll pick one. Yeah. I think McCarthy is
You think he's overhyped?
I think.
Why?
I don't know. I just think he's a classic guy that's getting pushed up the draft board because teams are desperate. And, like, he's, I don't think he's.
Well, that's why I think Nick's.
I don't think
be.
He's special.
He was pushed off the draft board.
He was.
Like, I feel like his ceiling is decent. Ceiling is Kirk Cousins. Like, I don't think he'll ever be like
that's
better
a great
than Kirk
ceiling,
Cousins
though.
Level.
That's a great ceiling.
Yeah, it's a
I agree.
Ceiling. I don't know if he'll reach
they
that.
Would take,
but
oh,
that
they would
be a great deal. They'd kill for that. The thing with Nick's, I would have normally said Nick's, but I got sold when Lombardi said a guy like Peyton is going to get something out of him.
Peyton's maybe. Definitely hyping him up.
Coaching has a lot to do
right.
with
it. Right, a guy like O'Connell. Now, if they went other places and Ron Rivera was coaching them, I'd say they're doomed to failure.
Yeah, I agree. Coaching has a lot to do with it. But, I mean, a lot of quarterbacks over the years, rookie quarterbacks, have had good offensive coaches.
And failed. You know? For some reason, I feel like this is a good class.
It could be.
I think that's why they all went in the top 12. Jason, it's not that they just reached. Yeah. It's just that they think they're pretty good.
I would love to get you.
And they were desperate.
I'm desperate to get you a Drake May jersey from Fanatics, but it's $40. That seems a little pricey for a T-shirt. It's $40.
Maybe after his rookie year. We'll see how he plays his rookie year.
He plays rookie year. And
if he plays poo and plays 10 games and it sucks, then I don't want one.
Okay, got it.
I don't get the big story here. The story is they chose Jaden Daniels.
Well, I guess because their second finalist
would have been J.J. McCarthy. That's their preference.
Yeah, it's no big story. It's just that, but the assumption was that it was between May and Daniels. Yeah. That's all. That's the reason why it's a sin. It's not entirely surprising.
Look, they brought four guys to Topgolf, right? The one guy I guess they definitely were out on was Bo Nix. I think all four of those guys
were all drafted in the top eight. If they had taken J.J. McCarthy, it would have been earth-shattering. And he was their number two.
I think he was not a close number two.
Right, there's a gap there.
But I think if it's true he was their number two, if they had selected him, that would have been earth-shattering.
I would agree.
I mean, we don't know the gap. You'd have to ask Adam Peters.
Seems like it was pretty much a gap.
Honest.
By the way,
Peters basically said it's been Daniels for a long time.
Yeah, like he just put on the tape. Couldn't believe how good he was. You know, if you believe him. For some reason, I believe his ass. And I think I do believe him.
I mean, he picked
him at
two.
Well, they took him number two, yeah.
He's staking his reputation on this pick.
Yeah.
It's a huge pick for him in his legacy year.
If you look at coaching, wouldn't you think Drake has the highest bust potential? But Jared Mayo is his head coach.
Their
QB
and they don't have a lot of talent around him.
And also, he's kind of inaccurate now. Like, you're hoping he's going to get more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a big arm. But there's been a ton of guys with big arms that haven't succeeded.
Who's the OC?
So, actually, you're right.
Alex Van Pelt.
Van Pelt, yeah.
Okay. Snubs. Their QB coach is a former tight end coach.
Actually, you're right. If I had to pick one that would bust, it would be Drake. And it's not because I don't think he's good.
I get a little size that they did the dual quarterback bit. Did they take Milton, too?
They took Joe Milton, yes.
I get a little size.
I don't like it because it just creates chaos if the guy struggles. Everyone's going to be lobbying, even though it's Milton.
Yeah, but
Brissett's going to be the starter for the first few weeks.
Can't have too many quarterbacks.
I just think you have to give him the Josh Allen rope. Everything that they say is that he may need more time. He's played the least amount of games of the quarterbacks who are being drafted, just two seasons. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, his rookie season, 10 touchdowns, 12 picks.
If you're the Patriots,
year three, Josh Allen had 37 touchdowns with 10 picks, and his completion percentage went from 52% to 58% to 69%.
I just don't think you can sit for an entire year.
I don't
maybe
think
not. Josh
year.
Played 12 games as a rookie. Yeah. My point is,
I don't have a problem with
but
that.
If they want to redshirt him for half of his rookie season because they just don't feel he's ready, the Patriots are not contending for a Super Bowl.
They could take their time with him.
They may be playing the longer game.
What about that?
Might have been the whole Commanders thing. They may not have been willing to play the long game, even though a GM really should be able to play the long game. Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn wants to win in year one. And maybe Adam Peters wants to win in year one. And Drake May might have been the least ready to win in year one.
What if Drake May is number three? Because if he needs all of this time and seasoning and hasn't played that many games in college.
Zappi too?
No. You have Brissett. And then you see what you have with Milton before you go see what you have with May.
That just sounds like a real
Milton's
wacky.
Not going to be ahead of
him. He's going to vault
it. It just seems like a PR disaster. I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah, right.
I like the outside the box
thinking.
Because
if you're trying to figure out, all right, who's going to be the successor to Brissett, And if one isn't seasoned enough, and you already know that person needs more time to develop and grow because they've only played half the games that every other quarterback came out, so why not put the one guy that has a lot more experience
because they don't care about developing him.
Yeah, they don't really care about developing him. All the eggs are in the May developmental basket, so let's just throw him out there, see what you have in Milton before you make the commitment to May.
So you throw in the guy who has the worst pedigree.
That's a big-time zig. That's a zig.
Are you feeling me, though, a little bit?
Zig.
No, I understand the logic, but I think it's
flawed. But here's the problem, Valdez. He didn't play he played less college football than Drake May.
Yes, that blows my theory out of the water.
Look at how many games he played.
All right, well, how old is he?
He is older. I mean, he's played five years.
A lot more seasoning.
I mean, how many starts did he have?
All I know about him is he has a missile attached to his torso. The dude can flame throw the ball.
I don't think it's that bad of an idea. If you're already
May would have to suck if Milton the sixth rounder jumps ahead of him. You know what I mean?
That would not be a good look for him if that were to happen.
Correct. Your number three pick is sitting number three behind a backup and a six rounder.
God, Valdez isn't the general manager or the consultant to the team.
All right,
I don't think it's a bad succession plan.
So Joe Milton played 6 years of college football, but he was a starter for basically one. I mean, if you want to take that into consideration. That's
still a lot more experience.
If you want the ball thrown 80 yards down the field, probably inaccurately, Joe Milton might be your guy. He's probably your guy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
EB, if you want me to give you my bus, I agree
with the May.
I don't think Caleb is going to be a bust. I think Jaden could be a bust. Mm-hmm. I think Drake May could be a bust. Mm-hmm. Penix is not even going to play, probably.
I think Penix is going to be good whenever he plays.
Think J.J. McCarthy will be a bust because I think the Vikings have a really good coach.
Yes.
Have an unbelievable receiver.
I think he's good.
They've got help. I think he could be solid. He may not be overwhelming. And I think Bo Nix could be a bust, like an overreach. Like, they were desperate to get a quarterback.
So you're not buying that Peyton
will help. Yeah. But, and I don't watch a ton of college football. The one game where I watched was a lot of sideways passing, which maybe will work for Peyton's system. But it seems like most of the people out there say he was overdrafted.
I agree. I would have said if it wasn't for Peyton,
I think Jaden could be unbelievable too.
Right.
And Drake May, same thing. But I think both those guys have. I think Caleb is going to be really
the key
good.
Is getting that second contract.
Yes, it is. It's important.
How many of the six are going to get the second contract with the team that drafted them?
Yep.
That's the question.
I have no idea.
Because that's how you deem it the success.
I guess. But I want to deem it before 5 years. I want to look at it.
Yeah, of course.
All right, coming up next, we will talk Commanders with Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end. He's the co-host of the Take Command podcast. He'll join us next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.